This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you've received a new credit card recently, you've probably seen a fingernail-sized rectangle on the front, sign of the chip that's embedded in the card. As of tomorrow, October 1st, we're all supposed to have the chip cards, considered more secure than the magnetic strip that's still on the back. The problem is not all banks and retailers are ready. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Chances are no more than half your credit cards have an embedded chip in them, a new standard called EMV. And that's being generous, says Aviva Leighton of Gartner Research.
I would be very surprised if we have more than 15% EMV transactions.
That is, at checkout registers after October 1st. Leighton says banks are taking longer to issue new cards, which are more expensive. And her merchant clients are telling her this.
When we see a lot of EMV cards come into our store, then we'll turn it on.
It may seem like a game of deadline chicken, but analyst James Wester of research firm IDC says October 1st is really a start, not an end, because all that's changing is who's on the hook for fraud.
If a merchant accepts a magnetic stripe card and the chip card is available, any fraud on that card, the merchant's now on the hook for it.
It's an economic incentive to get everyone to the more secure chipped system. And most merchants and banks will, Wester says, eventually. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.